Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's the show before the game in which we talk about the Yanks. If you can't figure that out, you're so stupid. Jake, how you doing?
Get out of here. Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. I think I just muted myself because I was going to say something bad to the people.
Yeah.
How you doing, Jim? I'm doing all right.
I'm doing well. We are on the main YouTube channel today because we have some problems with the Talkin' Yanks channel. You can usually find this pregame show every day at the Talkin' Yanks podcast YouTube channel. That way it's a little less cluttered, a little more focused in the chat and stuff like that. But we thank whoever joined us for joining us. Game three, Jake. Yankees won the first two. Game three in Baltimore. Really wish today was a day game. Kind of getting fucking TO'd.
Whoa.
This is the fourth getaway day. That's a night game for the Yankees in a row. And if anyone doesn't know why, that makes me so upset. We record after getaway days. So we're going to be up. I'm going to be up till 2 a.m. again editing. Bunch of bullshit. But how are you doing?
Yeah. We'll let you breathe a little tomorrow morning.
I have a radio interview at 9:30 a.m.
That's a you problem, brother.
Yeah, I thought it was a fucking getaway day game.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Orioles series, we've won the series. We kind of already had a reliever punt day. I mean, you talk about getting up for games, especially with the gentleman who's on the mound today for the Yankees, and that's a little bit of a concern. Because, yeah, it's a little tough. I think I've got a decent what to watch for today. That's outside of our Southpaw matchup between James Paxton and John Means. But, yeah, man, I don't think there's a lot of people in Vegas putting money on the Orioles to sneak one out today.
Nah. Orioles, I think they've had more players get hit in the head by balls than wins recently.
That's true. That's 1,000.
That's a stat, right? They've had more outfielders take pop-ups to the head than they've won games.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Not a good stat.
No.
I know. I have it from a little inside source with the Yankees analytics that they try to stay away from that.
Yeah, they'd rather win than take balls to the face.
Yes.
But that's just one way to go about it. In this beautiful game of baseball, there's all different options. The Yankees lineup today: DJ LeMahieu playing first base, Aaron Judge DHing, Gio the God in the three hole, and at third base, full of threes, Didi Gregorius hit a homer yesterday. He's at shortstop. Cameron Maben, Mr. Huggy Hugster, the Huggy Hugster in right field. Brett Gardner, two home runs this series. Oppo shots, bizarre. In center field, Higashioka, the home run stroka. Catching, gift from God himself, Mike Tauchman in left field. And Vic Valera at second base. Paxton is pitching. It looks like Glaber's going to go to the IL. That's a bigger conversation for another day, not the pregame show. What do you think, Jake? Do we care about the lineup?
It's definitely a lineup. Not really. Not really at all. Orioles, good to see Gio the God back in it. The Yankees catcher rotation has been a blast so far. So, yeah, Higgy, your turn. Hit all the homers and RBIs. Mike Tauchman is the best player in baseball. Yeah, I'm into this lineup.
Cool. I like it. Good to see Gio back just as Glaber leaves us. It's kind of how the season goes. Like you said, Jake, this is the kind of game that I worry about with James Paxton on the mound.
Right.
I'd love to see him overcome the lackadaisicalness that this game brings to the table. Yanks have already won the series. They're on to Toronto. Baltimore sucks.
Not good.
So,
John Means kind of good.
Nasty changeup.
Change up your whole day.
But, yeah, I'm really watching Paxton, and he will be facing Alberto.
Handsome,
he goes by. Wow, Virginia. Virginia's laying it on Georgia, Jake. Just a little update. I thought Georgia might make a comeback. Virginia's just crushing them. Mancini's batting second in right field. What's that? Trey Mancini's in right field.
Anthony Santander.
It's DHing. Nunez is at third base.
Reynato.
Villar.
Jonathan.
Is playing second base. Severino. Pedro. Is catching. Wilkerson. Steve is in center field. One of the remaining outfielders. One of the remaining outfielders that hasn't hurt himself yet.
John Means.
Okay, Jake did it. We finished the lineup. Good job.
For the Orioles.
Wow. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Oh, okay. Cut the shit.
Who do you like on the Orioles, Jim? Who's your favorite player on the Orioles?
Stewart. Hey, want to know what's dumb? Stewart got hit in the face with the ball.
Right.
Did you hear them report today he got a concussion? No shit, you idiots.
Yeah.
I bet if you polled if this was like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and you polled the crowd at Camden Yards and everyone watching on TV and was like, do you think Stewart's concussed right now? I guarantee everyone would have been like, yes. Resounding yes. And they left him in the field to keep playing. For what? What? You're not winning anything. Like, shouldn't his safety be over meaningless innings? Anyway, that was so stupid. And then they're like, yeah, he was concussed. Like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, and you know what I think it was? I think it was the baseball hitting him in the head.
Yeah, I think that's what did it. Just laying on the ground defenseless. Yeah, we left him in the game, but turns out he was concussed. Oh, we know.
We knew.
We
have to announce it.
Yeah. You dummies. What else do we do here? What do you want to talk about next?
I don't know. It's fun to say Anthony Santander. It's always funny when an athlete comes in with the name change a little late. It's like, dude, come on.
You think he was embarrassed because he went from like Santander to Santander?
Yeah.
It's like, actually, it's the really effeminate sounding version. So just be dainty with it. Don't say my name with any hard punctuation. Just as dainty as you can possibly say my name. That's how you say it.
So, Jim, that's actually, I'm doing a little flip-flop in my head right now because I'm picture him, like, he has a couple good games, and they're like, so we're saying it right? It's Santander, and he just, like, being casual, he's like, it's actually Santander, but whatever. And now everyone just ran with it. Oh, Santander. I didn't say it that way. Like, no, just Santander. But, oh, Santander. Wow, first French baseball player, huh?
No. Jean-Louis Bruch from 1914.
That's not true.
Oh, look it up.
I am.
So, okay.
You got a what to watch for in this game?
My obvious what to watch for is Paxton and how he handles the first inning. We saw him. We still haven't seen him get a clean inning. Like, he had a good game against Boston.
Oh,
still.
Yeah, it's your turn to make a bet.
What do you mean?
I made the bet last Paxton start that if he had a clean first inning, I would kiss a stranger in the airport. Oh, now okay. It's your turn to make a Paxton first inning bet.
Okay, if Paxton has a clean first inning, I will. Just looking around my room to see what I can lick. It's pretty clean. I don't know. You got anything? If anyone's got anything, let me know. I'll figure it out. But yeah. Just really worried about Paxton's first inning. And then even though he gave up two runs last time, he still had a good outing. And that's difficult for me to wrap my head around because it's just like, have a better outing and don't be a loser in the first inning. That's what I'd like. Fair. I'm worried about this start with Paxton, to be honest.
There have been 7 French baseball players.
Yeah, Jean Le Carre from 1919.
Nope. Mm-hmm. None of them played in 1919.
That you know of.
And you just said 1912 when you said it the first time. Jim, one of
them. It's a long career.
One of them's a current major league manager.
So we got like a fake Frenchie? I bet like Joe Maddon has filled out that he's French on some reports just to be an asshole. I mean,
he totally has. He is not the manager in question.
Actually, I'm a little bit French. Shut up, Maddon.
This manager was born in Landes de Boussac, France. And his name, Jim, is Bruce Bochy.
Oh,
how
cool.
About that? That's a little baseball trivia for you.
Seems like a military kid.
Okay, there you go. It looks like arguably the best. Oh, is he the best baseball? Charlie Leah was a French pitcher who he's got the highest WAR of any French player. Bruce Bochy second. And then it looks like Steve Jeltz.
Oh, wow. You used to have his fat head on your wall.
Steve Jeltz.
Called it your Jeltz head. I remember that.
Stevie Jeltz.
It was weird how many fat heads you had in your dorm room.
It was. The Steve Jeltz one didn't freak people out. That was the weird part.
Yeah, I was the most...
Look, I might get a Steve Jeltz fat head.
Can we do fat heads of us?
Jim, my what to watch for?
Yeah.
It's the hungry guys that haven't gotten to really play against the Orioles yet. It's Gio Urshela. He's been nicked up. Everyone's racking up their stats against the O's. And Gio's fouling balls off his leg on Sunday. And he's like, I can't pad my stats this year. Mm-hmm. Higashioka, Romine's been killing it. Higgy's got to get his at-bats in. So I'm looking out for the guys who have been resting up the series because they need the urgency of like, yo, I could have a 2-homer day easily today. That'd be huge for my season.
Yeah. They've seen everyone having so much fun and they're looking, you know, Higgy and Valera looking at each other and they're saying, wouldn't it be cool if we could have some fun? Wow. And now here's their chance. Good what to watch for, Jake.
Thanks, Jim.
I have something that I just went to Baseball Reference to look up, and now I forget what it was.
It seems like you were getting in there during the Steve Jeltz times.
No, it was after that. What'd you say after that? It was the Hungary guys, right?
Yeah, Higgy, Gio.
Ah, shit, I forget.
Oh, shit.
Whatever. Let's see how John Means is against the Yankees. Gary Sanchez has a home run against him. Oh, I figured it out. Okay. What I was looking up is a sneaky, subtle what to watch for is Aaron Judge. They refused to pitch to Aaron Judge in this series. He has 6 walks, I think.
Yeah.
Is that true? That's what I was going to double check. I think he has 6 walks in these 2 games. And it's really working out for them. Don't pitch to Judge. You know, we have better chances against Talkman and Brett Gardner and Austin Romine. Dummies. Yeah, he has 5 walks in the last 2 games. They're just not pitching to Judge at all. So yeah. Let's see if Judge...
Tough for the homer draft, but good for Judge.
Yeah. Someone on Instagram was like, Judge looks pedestrian. I was like, he's got a .290 batting average and a .555 on base percentage the last 6 games. If that's pedestrian, then I'm the queen of France.
Well,
one day.
Oh,
a boy sure. A boy can dream.
Not, dude. I almost got so mad at this grandma today in the lobby. She was in front of me for the coffee machine, and she was watching her, like, grandkid. And so she was taking...
How do you know it wasn't her husband?
I just know. I've got women's intuition on that kind of stuff.
Okay, good stuff. Good stuff.
They're at the coffee machine, and she's doing all the baby stuff, and she's like, these are the coffee beans. That's how the coffee gets made. And I'm like, okay, all right. She was doing it a little too much, though. Like, the baby's not learning anything from the coffee machine. Anyways, she does that whole song and dance. She turns, and there's a grizz. And so she's still blocking the coffee machine. And I'm there waiting to get my coffee. She turns, doesn't get out of the way. And she goes, and there's a painting of a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
And she goes, what do we say to the grizzly bear? And baby hasn't said a word yet. I don't think the baby can talk yet. And she goes, we say, bye, Mr. Grizzly Bear. And she was waiting for the baby to say something. Baby hasn't said a word the whole time. I'm like, get out of here. So,
Maybe she was giving you lessons.
That's what I almost I felt bad for her, myself, and the baby, because nobody was having a good time.
And no feelings at all for the grizzly bear. Shows how much of a fucking monster you are.
Grizzly bear had the best time of all of us.
What do you say to the grizzly bear? You don't say shit. You just run away.
I'd say hi if it was friendly.
No, you wouldn't.
Maybe I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Do you care about the pitching path to victory?
Oh, I don't think the Yankees do.
Yeah.
Do you?
Okay. No.
Who pitched yesterday? A lot of people, right?
Holder, Tenester.
I think Britton and Chapman are available, and that's all. Out of the big guys. Okay. Yeah. Well, Canely didn't pitch, so Chad didn't pitch, right?
Ideal world, they want to go Paxton to Sessa.
Yeah.
Oh, and Chance Adams just got the call. So if Paxton can't get through six, watch out for the Chance show.
The only problem there is Chance ain't that good.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
Sessa's light years better than Chance right now.
Can we do the homer draft at least?
Homer draft. It's the homer draft. And do we have a doozy for you guys? Boop, beep, beep. It's 2-2. We're locked up at twos in game one. Jake correctly guessed that Mike Ford would hit a home run. In game two, Jake correctly guessed that DJ LeMahieu would hit a home run. In game one, I correctly guessed nothing. I was wrong. In game two, I had Talkman and Didi. They both homered. We are knotted up at two, and Jake has the first pitch.
Yeah, pretty jealous of your Didi homer, because I had the foul ball Didi game. My first pick should be obvious. It's Gio Urshela. Three hole, needs to rack up his stats against the Orioles in his one game he's getting.
Okay, good pick, Jake.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Kind of odd. Are you going to go Talkman with your next pick?
Thought about it.
You do some thinking sometimes.
It's rare.
I'm going I already took Judge, Talkman, and Didi, so I can't take any of them. I can't take Gio. That leaves me DJ LeMahieu, Cameron Maben, Higgy, taking Higgy. And should I go Vicky Valera, or is that nuts? Dude, give me Gardner again. Homer in every game, Gardner. Fucking do it. Did you hear John Sterling's call for Gardner? Someone emailed me and told me to post it. I got it, but I didn't post it. He goes, he may be short, Susan, but he's got muscles on his muscles. They used to say that about you.
No.
He may be short, but he's also got no muscles.
If he took a month to do an actual diet and not eat shit, he could look half healthy. That's what John Sterling said about me on the broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah. He's never talked about me on the broadcast, so I'm kind of jealous of you. Even though it was bad, it was just nice that he mentioned you at all.
Jimmy, I'm going to take Cameron Maben.
Oh, wow. Talkman gets left off the board. Three homers this series. The most locked in he's ever been. I couldn't take him because I already took him yesterday. I think you're leaving homers off the board. Talkman's going deep again. Wow, Jake. You're going to regret that.
Cameron Maben racking up stats.
Katie likes ASMR videos.
Okay.
So I want to record, like, as a gag gift for her birthday, me doing an ASMR video for her.
Okay.
She likes, beauty salon, like, washing hair. Like, now I'm getting out the shampoo. and we're putting it around her hand. I don't know what they actually say. Do you think she'll like that?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, she's going to find out.
Seems like something I'd put a lot of effort into, and then she'd listen to the first 10 seconds, laugh, and then never play it again.
I think that would be best case.
Yeah, worst case is if she likes it, and now she's listening to me do ASMR every night.
Yeah, you might be pigeonholed.
That's actually, can't have that happen. Can't let that happen. What's the over-under, Jake? We both got it correct yesterday with the over.
Ooh, this is a tough over-under.
Well, the last two games have been set.
And a half.
That's your guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, the last two games have been set at 11. They've both gone over. The Yankees are hitting home runs at an exorbitant rate. But I do think they're going to drop it from 11. I was going to go down to 10. I like your 10.5 guess. I'll guess 10.5 with you.
Yeah, I'm thinking 10.5 might even be a little high because Means is good. 9.5.
Wow, I'm taking the over.
Yeah, go over. It's still at Camden Yards. And if John Means can't get through like 7, then it doesn't really matter.
You see that stat that the Yankees have hit more home runs at Camden Yards than the San Francisco Giants have hit at their home ballpark?
Yep.
In the same amount of game, or in 50 something games versus like 9 games.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's pretty nuts.
Okay, the chat is going crazy because we're on the main page today. A lot of people call me Johnny, and I don't know if they're genuinely getting my name wrong or it's like an inside joke.
Johnny.
But I don't like it, to be honest.
Ooh,
which now it just, yeah. But so, gonna ignore anyone that does that. What do you guys, why do you guys think the O's aren't trading Mancini? I don't know why they didn't trade him. Don't know. I would have tried to trade him. O's are pretty bad at, like, moves.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any. I don't see any other questions. The chat moves too fast. When will Gleyber Torres be back? I don't know. We don't even really know anything about what's going on. Nicholas Medina, Funky Cold Medina, says, my new dream job is to be the Yankees MRI operator. Yeah, you get to meet a lot of the players.
Yeah.
Get intimate with them. If the Mets make the wild card, what will you do? I'll watch it. Guarantee you I will watch it. Will you? No, not going to watch. Wow. Crazy. Nuts. All right, we're out. Jake, say those famous last words you always say.
See you later, Johnny.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.